On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Welcome to this, let's call it our New Year's Eve edition of the Audio Whiplash Podcast. My name's Matt.
Old acquaintance be forgot. Why can't it just be more?
Let's forget some acquaintances.
Yeah, I was just going to say, why can't it be more than just old acquaintances?
We need some current acquaintances.
Like, actually, people in my life that need to be forgotten.
I think we're all kind of feeling that at this point in the holiday season, right? Like,
get lost!
It's good to see a lot of you for an hour or two. It's time to wind this shit down.
Hey,
what are you still doing here?
I'm much more friendly than you are.
I know.
And so...
Sort of.
I'm good with one night.
Yeah?
We can do one night. For one night only.
Not eight crazy nights.
I don't need to see you multiple times over a holiday period.
You folks don't understand that he just made eye contact with me when he
and pointed at
me. Yeah. I hope the holiday season's been good to all of you as we start to wind it down.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. We got, wanted to know Rob's take on the passing of Mean Gene. He said in the tweet that he sent us, said, I know Rob pretends he never watches wrestling, but every now and then he lets out something that would indicate he watched back in maybe the 80s or...
Yeah, and I was absolutely...
Less. Other than to take some joy in seeing him not sign, potentially.
Well, all the hockey insiders, clearly, right, they're all operating out of the GTA.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in this case, they were in the building in Ottawa, but it was still, you're losing me already.
Okay. Well, I'm bringing a little bit of everything.
So, he was interviewed on Mexican television.
Was it really Mexican, or are you just lumping all of South America in as Mexicans?
No, he's in the Mexican second league.
Away to Brazil where it was sunny and warm, and karma seems to come back to bite me in the ass where it's now minus double digits in Ottawa. Go figure. My Grey Cup predictions this year is the Ottawa Redblacks crushing the Calgary Stampeders. I don't even care what the score is. From everyone here at TCA, we really hope you enjoy the game. And for you Stamp fans, please try not to burn your beautiful city down when they shit the bed 3 times in a row.